So we told you that we brought Brother Posta with us as the newest general authority in the church. To be an apprentice means he also has to have an involvement here tonight. And we've given him the easiest topic of the evening, to speak about the topic of pornography. Brother Posta, Lord bless you, brother.
And that is true. One of the, I guess, the costs of being the new is that you don't get to choose. I'll just leave the question, because it says, how do you talk with your child about pornography without sparking curiosity or interest? How do you protect them from unsolicited exposure? And I will try to speak from the heart and very brief. Basically, three things. One is that I heard Elder Ballard say, gone are the days. Gone are the days where you can assume that our youth, that your child has not been exposed to pornography. So that is, to me, point number one. And I have to say, we have four children, oldest 26 years old, and the youngest 17. So we are about to finish the teenage time. And I wish I had heard the words of Elder Ballard before, because gone are the days that we can assume that our kids have not been exposed. He mentioned that some 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you may have someone from being raised in a farm or in the countryside, and he may be clean. Gone are the days. So that's, to me, is point number one, which leads me to the second point, which is, and again, I'm saying this as a father, interviews, personal interviews. I don't think there is other way where you can really find what's going on in such a delicate matter. And an interview guided by the Spirit. And again, here we have the faithful saints, faithful parents, second generation, third generation, whatever, of faithful saints. The power of a father, son, mother, daughter interview is unique. And I would divide that some counsel I received from Elder Nelson when he went to Argentina once. We were newly married with my dear wife, Renee. And he said in a setting like this, you need to identify the difference between a pattern and an incident. Between a pattern and an incident. And in this spiritually guided interviews, you need to discern, and you need to go and ask bold questions to find out if this is an incident that he or she has been exposed to pornography, or if it's a pattern. And do not hesitate to ask how many times and when was the last time. And the first time, he may not, or she may not tell you the truth, and you will have to go again. Because if this is a pattern, your plan of action and your stratagem, as Elder Rasmussen was counseling, is different. If this is an incident, you may be, he or she may be, you know, healed only with your counsel, your guidance, and close monitoring. But in this Epargan, the effects are devastating, and the course of action, the stratagem, is different. And the resources that the church has been devoted to this plague are significant. You just go to overcomingpornography.org. This is an LDS site, and you have counsel there for whoever has been exposed, for the parents, for friends, and for leaders. So, number one, gone are the days. Gone are the days. Number two is personal interviews. And then you will find out what to do. And the Spirit will guide you when you ask in prayer. Another point that I wish I had done sooner, I may say, is this, you know that in the mission field now, many missions have digital devices for proselyting. And there are some safeguards there that your sons and daughters are learning. I have a daughter in the mission. She's serving in San Francisco, Oakland mission. And every Monday she sends us an email and tells us what she's doing. And there's one council that they have regarding technology that we have now adopted in our house. And this is, turn on your device only after your intention is clear. Before turning on your mobile device or computer or opening an app, determine what you will be doing. And this has been very powerful in our house, because today we wake up and what do? We turn on the phone. And we don't know what for, and we just look at the phone. and of course, then who is in charge of your thoughts and of your actions? The phone. So we are trying to have this habit of turning on our machine with a purpose. Okay, I'm going to write an email. Okay, and then you turn it on. I'm going to see Instagram and follow what my children are doing. Then when we do it today, I'm devoting some time for Facebook, because I live away from my parents and my close family, and then I see what they are doing, and then I turn it off. So, number one, gone are the days. Number two, the guided interviews are a key. And I think finally, and most important, is hope. From the bottom of my heart, I want to testify to you that there is hope. And through the atonement of Jesus Christ, everybody that has been exposed can get all those images out. And the power of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, can do the miracle. And we are here to win this battle. It is among us. It is too frequent. It is so powerful. But we have a tool that is even more powerful than that. And that is the knowing that our Jesus Christ, he came to earth and has suffered all those infirmities in the flesh so that we can be saved and healed. And to me, that is the most important message to my children. To tell them that if they have been exposed, that they can get rid of those images. And especially daily, daily reading of the Book of Mormon. Was that good enough?